Two final things, though, just need to be done, and those are words of thanks. We're obviously very grateful to Moore College for supporting and hosting the Centre for Christian Living and for all that they do. We're also very grateful to two particular partner organisations that helped us with the promotion and putting on of tonight's event. The Gospel Coalition Australia, we've already mentioned, with Arcos Bellog, and we're very grateful for their help. And also Freedom for Faith, an organisation, a think tank devoted to the cause of religious freedom in Australia. It's obviously a big time for religious freedom in Australia. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Michael Callahan, the Director of Freedom for Faith, to close our evening in a moment of prayer. And perhaps, Michael, you'd like to come forward. In terms of practical things that we can do in terms of the wider cultural agenda of freedom, perhaps, Michael, before you pray, you might just mention a few things we could do to support the work of Freedom for Faith. But how about I hand over and let you do that now?
Thanks, Tony. It's been a great night, hasn't it? One of the first things I did when I joined Freedom for Faith was to go and buy about 30 copies of The Global Public Square, one of your books on religious freedom, and just start giving them away. It's great to be stimulated with this kind of thinking. We also need to think, what does it look like in Australia? So how does this connect with the political process, with the challenges before us? What does it look like in a school and in a corporate setting? And that's why we exist. That's the only thing we're doing. You've got a postcard, and the helpful thing that you could do tonight, it would be to sign up to our mailing list so you can find out more about what it looks like at a local level, how you can be networked with others to do that. So can I encourage you to do that or to speak to me tonight over supper? That'd be great. But how about together? We give thanks to God for what we've heard and commit the future to Him. Our Father and God, we thank you that you are the one who holds the nations in your hands. We thank you that you call us to be people who are not to fear, but to be faithful. And so, Father, we ask that these great truths that we've heard tonight might resonate in our hearts, that we may be faithful in the places that you have put us, that you will give us great joy in being able to live out the faith in a public way and to speak of the great name of Jesus at a time when our nation and our world needs to hear it more than ever before. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you once again, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, live streamers, for enriching our evening. Please do stay now and enjoy some supper. Good night.